Hello, and welcome to Mysteriously Jointed. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank you for listening, whoever you are, whoever you're with, and whatever you're doing. I hope this podcast brings you hope, ideas, and love to yourself and to everyone else around you. Please like us, follow us, or add us wherever you consume. Today, I just want to talk about being stuck right where I'm at, same as all the last podcasts, and this one kind of just, I'm not hurt, and I don't feel this way, but everyone else feels different than I do, because they don't see all everything around me and what I've done. Now, I'm all set to go, and I've been ready to go for about, like, 3 months, since January. The ideas that were coming to my head and what I needed to do, I brought into fruition. I brought it forth to the light, and I said, go forward. And I did back in November. And I'm still waiting on getting everything done. But no one else sees the work that I put up until then. I'm ready, but I'm waiting on one man and one man only, and that's Joel. There's nothing that I can do. I can't do anything. I can't yell at him. I can't scream at him. I can't demand stuff. I have to wait for him until he's ready. I still could be getting scanned, but at the same time, he's always come back with me and told me updates and stuff, but still, I don't have anything concrete, and that's what people want, and I'm still looked down as a failure, but it doesn't hurt me as much as it did before in my past of failing so many times, of being ready and being, hey, I'm going to do this, let's go do it, and then I fail. I fail. I say that I fail because the team around me fails, so we fail together. Whether they know they're part of this team or not, that's their choice, but they're still part of me, part of helping me out, and they're part of a team. And so if one of us fails, we all fail. That's how it works. I don't like to blame people. I don't like to criticize other people and insult them. That doesn't get the work done. I'm not going to yell at anyone. That doesn't get any more work done. And I can't sit there and cry to anyone because no one's going to sit here and just build it for me. I paid my money. I put my time in. I put my dues in. And I am ready. And whenever the good Lord says, hey, now is the time, he will tell me now is the time to move forward. And I'm still stuck. Over the years of people already know when I tell them what I'm doing, they already know it's going to fail because they look at my past history and all the failures that I've had. All the people that have always said something like, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and then they don't believe in themselves. And the next thing I know, I'm screwed. Screwed out of money, screwed out of my time, screwed out of my effort, everything. But I still continued on. Other people are lucky, but I'm not other people. There's certain things I'm trying to achieve in life and certain things, places that I'm trying to go that not a lot of people get to go to, and I'm trying to get there. And if you know how I feel, then you know what I mean. And if you see the same thing, I will meet you there when I get there. Some people are already there, but I'm not. And I don't know anyone else that's there, and that's fine, but I hopefully will meet people that get there one day. I'm not discouraged by all of this. I'm not lost. I am know where I'm going and I know where I'm headed. And if I have to move forward with other people, then lose the ones that are behind me or the ones that I'm working with, then I have to. I'm not ready for that yet. What I'm ready for is them to come through their word and shine and let's make it, let's go get it. The unknown is a little scary. I don't like promises. I don't like people telling me, hey, this is what we're going to do or this is what's going to happen, because it never, ever works out that way. I just you want to work on this? Let's go and see where it takes us. Because I'm trying to limit the high expectations of oh, we're going to be filthy rich. I don't care about that. What I care about is that whether it's coming out or not, and the money will take care of itself. If people see value in what I do, the money will come. I solve a problem, the money will come. If I'm niche enough, biggest niche, little niche, if I'm in, I'm in. My ideas are amazing. My process is amazing. How I teach, how I educate, how I learn, how I follow, it's all right there. I've been doing it for years. I'm doing both because I can't keep leading without keep following. how it works. The people around me who are most important to me feel sad. They're the ones that hurt the most more than I do. But they can't help me. They'd like to, but they know what I need and they can't give it to me. And I don't ask them. I don't demand it from them, and they know what I need. And they can't give it to me. But they can't give me the reassurance that you need to do this. They don't want to see me lost. They don't know anyone else like me. They don't know anyone else that's struggling the way that I'm struggling. I can't be related to anyone. It doesn't exist. I'm not playing baseball here. We can find 1,000 baseball players doing the same thing, or football players, or musicians. There's always a key. But for me, there is no one else I can look up to and say, oh, wow, you're going the same place that I'm going to. They're not around. There's a reason why I don't fit into this world. I don't fit in. I've never fit in. From when I was giving birth, my own mom would be like, yeah, I don't want you. Go somewhere else. Okay, cool. They didn't even know what to do with me at the orphanage until my parents found me. And they adopted me. I'm with them, and I belong with them, and I belong with family. And that's where I belong. And whatever I do from that in this world doesn't fit in and doesn't go with anything that I'm doing. I don't represent evil. I don't need to manipulate it. I don't need to control people. I don't need to tell people what to do. I don't need to have a big ego and be dominant over someone. I am dominant. I don't need to show it. I do control things, but you would never know that. I have my things and my reasons for a purpose. I'm built to love and to take care of humanity and take care of the world. I'm not built to wreck it. I'm built here to build it up and give people a path that they're comfortable with and show them things that they can see where I cannot, because it's not my life and not my story. How people get to this point, everyone gets there their own way. So I can't tell them, hey, follow my path. Follow your own path and what makes you get where you need to go. The hardest part of this weekend was to not be able to go to the meeting that I scheduled with the governor of North Carolina and the important people that run Charlotte. I can't go to the convention. I don't have anything to show them. And that's the part that hurt the most. Where I myself am completely ready, but the people around me let me down. Ash Friendly's coming, whether the world likes it or not. And Ash Friendly is going to happen whether I go with somebody else and leave the people behind. But it's going to happen. I just don't know when. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. Please love yourself and the environment a little more every day so that we can continue to make this place a beautiful earth. Thank you very much and have a good night.